All right. Can you guys hear me now? I think my plug here was a little loose. Sorry about that. I think audio's back. But just waiting for confirmation. Cool. Thank you, guys. Sorry about that. But yeah, so should check your connections, I guess, every once in a while. It's been a long time. But yeah, so kind of threw off my intro, but that's okay. You guys know who I am. I'm sure most of you. So I'm Andrew. And here we answer questions about SaberSim. So let's jump right in. First question that came in today. Hi, Andrew. When I complete a build, what does a negative ROI mean? Okay, so interesting question. Typically, this doesn't happen, but it can. Okay, now, the most likely reason for this to happen is that you made a lot of adjustments before the build, such as usually minimax exposures. You've set exposures before you kick off the build, and basically SaberSim disagrees with your adjustments. You know, maybe you force a certain pitcher, right? Like I go to my pitchers and you're like, you know what, maybe I really like Shane Bieber and I'm gonna put like a 50% minimum exposure here. Well, what if SaberSim doesn't agree? It's going to lead to you getting some negative ROI lineups because you like this player and because we disagree. So that's like the most likely reason for you to get a negative ROI before, like running a build. If you're every build technically has negative ROI lineups. However, your top lineups shouldn't be negative ROI, right? Like we might run a pool of even 500 lineups, right? Well, it is normal for there to be negative ROI lineups within that pool. However, if you're just like looking right at like the top 20 or like the top 150, there's always basically enough lineups for to have a set of lineups that are all positive. So if you feel like something's weird, if you like something's wrong, that's not the case. Any of the things I mentioned, use a report a problem button here. Just let us know what's going on. Brief description. And then our team can kind of look into it a little bit closer and get a better sense for what's going on there. So that would be my advice. All right. Second question. Hi, Andrew. When I am running NFL lineups, how do I put a specific position player in the flex position? Yeah. So if you want to control which players go into the flex, you can definitely do that. So I'm going to go over to FanDuel, NFL main from Sunday. And we're just opening up a build. All right, so let's say, you know, very common thing people like to do is exclude the tight end from the flex position. So if I go to the flex, okay, what I would do is right-click on position. I would select tight ends, okay? I basically want to view all the tight ends. And then I use this checkbox to uncheck all of them at once. I go back to position. I reselect all the players or positions, and then now only running backs and receivers are available to be put into the flex. So that is how you do that. All right, next question. When running sim mode, if you turn the slider settings, correlation and sim diversity down to 0-0, is that essentially the same as running optimizer mode? For example, could I always expect to see the top projected lineup in my pool be the same in 0-0 sim mode as it is in optimizer mode? Good question. So the answer should be yes. Now, I know that, okay, if you ever run a build in optimizer mode and then run a build in sim mode runs a lot faster and optimizer mode runs a lot slower. Basically, sim mode, well, how do I say this? Optimizer mode doesn't care about speed, but sim mode does. So what can happen here is sim mode can get close, but it might not always solve the mathematical optimal. It basically sacrifices some small amount of accuracy for speed. So there is a chance that you might not get the true top projected, or like if there are three lineups below the top, like if the top projected is 120 and then the next, there's like three lineups that are like 119.6. Maybe you get two of them, right? Like it could make some sacrifices there. So it should be very, very similar, but it might not be perfect. So I just ran a build here on sim mode 0-0 sliders. And top projected, pull this up, is 134.9. Okay. So this is the sim mode. I'm going to rename it. Sim mode. Okay, and then we're going to go to another build. Rename this one. And we'll just call it Opti. And we'll switch this one to optimizer mode. And we're just going to do the top 20 projected. So just doing a quick test for this question. All right, so we're in the post build. Let's go projected score. So the top one here is also 134.9. So looks like it's the same. In this case, that's obviously good to see. I'm just more concerned that it might make some sacrifices like the further down you go with the sim mode, but essentially they should be like the same or very, very close to the same. All right, next question. Good afternoon, Andrew. When using the starter $50 plan in the post-build process, using filters, min, median, max for Saber score, what percentage of Saber score would you say is okay to give up without sacrificing sim ROI, but to get even more unique with the diversity portfolio? Example, my min Saber score is 87. I have a player that I have 30 leverage on. I dropped their exposure to 15. My min score is now 83. Is that too much? Can I drop down more and be fine? I appreciate any help. Okay. So let's go back to, I guess anything works. Let's just go back to the NFL main. So I think what we're talking about here are the aggregate metrics specifically. Just to be clear, I don't think we're talking about filters. I think they're basically saying, hey, I had high leverage on a player. I dropped it to get lower leverage. My aggregate metric changed. What is too big of an aggregate metric change here, right? That's basically the question being asked here, and it's a good question. So I'm going to go back to this Sunday main slate build that we ran. So these are my thoughts here. And do I have a pool? Hold on, I'm trying to see if any of these. Okay, cool. I do have a pool. All right. So let's go to this one. I have a build. I have a lineup group, right? Let's delete this. So what they're saying is like, hey, their default aggregate metrics are probably something like this. Min, median, max. And then it's probably the Saber score related to the slate they're playing, which are all things I would expect, right? And then let's say, you know, they need like 20 lineups or something. Let's just rebuild. This shouldn't take too long. Okay, cool. So we're kicking off this build. Just waiting for the lineups. Okay, some reason my Saber scores aren't calculating. I think I know, or no, maybe they are going to calculate right now. Okay, so they did calculate. Cool. So I just had to wait for them to load. So I don't have a strong opinion on what are good Saber score values to have. So what I do personally is I change these, and I change them. I use primarily average projection and ROI, but this user said they're on starter. So we're going to focus on average projection, okay? Now, the reason I use average projection for this is because I've done a lot of analysis in Contest Flashback, Build Review Show, analyzing users' builds, you know, every day, every week, right? We used to do it 5 days a week, twice a week, once a week. We still do build reviews for users. There is usually what I like to call like a projection floor that you need to be above. So you don't need to have the highest projected lineups, but usually the positive sim ROI lineups are within a certain range. Like an example, right? Maybe the best sim ROI lineups are somewhere between 127 and like 132 on like Sunday, right? If you played like 125 and you were like negative, it's like, oh, hey, you know, your projection's a little low. You don't need to be 132. You just need to be, you know, somewhere in this range, right? The reason projection solely doesn't matter is because upside matters, correlation matters, ownership matters, right? I was talking to somebody about this, or it's like, hey, you know, you can play a lineup that is higher owned, but it has to be higher projected. Like these two lineups that I'm looking at right now on the screen, these are actually like a pretty good example of this. And let me just remove this question. So like here, right, this third lineup is 118 projection, but a 55% ownership. Well, this other one is 128 projection, but it's 81 ownership, right? I don't know what the sim ROIs of these would be, but what my point is like, hey, this 118 is 10 points projected lower. That doesn't make it a bad lineup because it's like 25% less owned. So these things usually scale together, right? When ownership goes up, projection needs to go up. When ownership comes down, projection can usually come down with it. And I've seen that hold true in Flashback. So projection does matter, right? But it doesn't, the highest projection doesn't always matter. So what I do like is I'll have this projection on. And, you know, maybe I want to lower Bijan Robinson, right? For example, okay, I go to his max and maybe I chop him in half from 60 to 30, right? I'm mostly wondering, hey, how much does my average projection across my lineups change? And I don't want to sacrifice too much projection. Now, how much projection you sacrifice, it kind of depends. Here, right, we lost like a point. I think that's okay. You know, let's say I come in and I do more, right? I go from 128, gosh, I don't know, maybe like 2%. Cause this is 1.2 is 1%. It's like maybe like 1 to 3% of your average projection. So like if it's 128, 1.2, 1.3 is 1%. So like 2.5 projected points down would be like an okay value. The reason I say it that way is because, well, what about if it's NBA, right? Well, the average projections in NBA are in like the 200s, right? So I can't just say like 1 to 2 points because that doesn't hold true for every sport. For MLB, projections can be like in the 90s, right? So I would say somewhere around like 2-ish percent, maybe 3%. I feel like 5 is like a lot. I probably wouldn't drop like 5% projection. But yeah, I'd say somewhere in like the 1 to 5% range is like generally okay to sacrifice projection in order to get what you're looking for. If you're sacrificing more than that, then I would like start to be careful, right? You don't want to lose 10% of your projection and go from 128 down to like 116. That's quite a bit. All right. Those are my thoughts there. Next question. Can you explain these numbers and are they taking into account sims that aren't available in Flashback yet? For example, when I took the screenshot, I could only see some of my Flashback numbers in some of the single entry stuff and none of the bigger MME stuff. Okay. So this is a screenshot talking about portfolio EV and Flashback ROI. So it's always the Flashback ROI is only going to be for what's available. So like somebody was asking me, you know, do we have the $5 millimaker from Sunday? And I told him the answer is no. Like we just can't process 800,000 lineups and that contest runs once a year. So like this wouldn't include the $5 milli. It would include whatever's available. And then based on whatever's available, we're going to show you what your portfolio sim EV is. The portfolio sim EV is more of like a live metric where like toward the end of the slate, this is what we kind of where we expected you to net out. And then there's like an actual EV, which is like how much money you actually won or lost. So it's like a indication of how the slates were playing out toward the end. But then the Flashback ROI is really what you want to focus on. As long as that number is positive, you are doing something right. All right. Next question. Diversity and uniques in my lineups. If I set uniques to 3, that will do it to my total lineup pool across all contests, correct? There is also an option for diversity uniques within each contest. How do these interact with each other? Example, my pool equals 3 uniques, min-max equals 2. How is this working? I do not know of a uniques in your total lineup pool. So basically, you have your lineup pool, right, where your groups pull from. Every group here is separate. So like, even if this says, you know, projected score, right, your pool, it doesn't really matter because your my lineups says portfolio. So this is using portfolio. If I change this to uniques, right, and I use 1 here, but then I have another group for like another contest where I use uniques 3. Well, this one's going to use 1 and then the other one is going to use 3. If I create my lineups group and put, you know, 510 lineups, which is what my pool is, that really doesn't have an effect on the other group. So each group is separate. If one group has 2 uniques, the other one has 3, there's no interaction there. If you have all your contests in one group, then yes, it will make sure all of your contests are diversified together. And then the only thing to be conscious of is this: avoid duplicates across lineup groups. When lineups go into one group, those lineups get removed from consideration for future groups unless this toggle is off. So that's the one thing you want to be aware of. All right. Next question. I think I accidentally deleted part of my question from yesterday. The second part, I was wondering when you'd recommend scaling up or down your slate wagers when experiencing bankroll growth or losses. Yeah, I think this is like where the 2.5 to 5% rule like really comes in well. You know, if your bankroll is growing, then that number is going, the percentage is going up. If your bankroll is going down, then the percentage is going down as well, right? So the percentage idea scales your bankroll very effectively. All right. Next question. If you have time, would you mind showing how to account / filter for dupes in NFL Showdown with the new SaberSim interface? Yeah. So the way I've been recommending this is setting a filter or setting a geomean custom metric and then filtering your pool, right? If you filter your pool, that the pool is the effective lineups available. It is the lineups that the groups can pull from. If you are filtering your geomean by the pool, then those lineups aren't in consideration for any group. So I wouldn't filter geomean at the group level. I would filter it at the pool level. That way those are gone from consideration for every single group that you have. So it's setting up your metric, going to your lineup pool filters. I just have mine named and then I'm setting a geo mean. I'm normally trying to get rid of like 10 to 20% of the pool there to try and cut my dupes down. All right. Next question on Ultimate. I'm looking to build different lineups / pools by contest type rather than build all my lineups from one lineup pool. Different builds for each contest group I make. Is this possible? Yes. So what I would do is just like open up a build. I would probably turn your templates off, right? So like I would go to my templates, I would unstar them. That way they don't auto-create on the next lineup that you open, on the next build that you open. So see here, they're all turned off. So then I would just use this add lineup group at the bottom. I would assign the one or two contests I want and then do the next build, assign those contests, and then so on and so forth until you're satisfied with how it's working. Or basically until all your contests are assigned to a group or a build. All right, next question. When sorting by Saber score for diversifying my lineups, if I'm in contests that have 10,000 plus effective entrants and some that only have a few hundred to a couple thousand, should I do two separate builds and sort by slate size, or does it not matter? I think you could probably just do two different groups. You know, you don't have to do different builds, right? You could have like one group that is like Saber score 10 to 50K, and then like another group that is like Saber score 50K plus, right? So I think it's totally okay to leave it all within one build and then just do separate groups. So that'd be my advice there. All right. I think we are all caught up with questions here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.